The oil that makes it to refineries and then to the gas pump is costing quite a bit. The highest price for gas this week, according to a federal government report, was $3.47 per gallon in San Francisco. But if you live in a remote bush town in Alaska, you're going to be paying a lot more, $5, $6, even $7 per gallon. The only saving grace is that for many of those towns, prices aren't going up. They were locked in back in the fall when an entire winter's fuel supply was shipped in by river barge and stored. Angela Denning Barnes reports from member station KYUK in Bethel in western Alaska.
$50. $50, how many gallons was that?
10.1.
Kenny Mustafa sits in the driver's seat of his navy blue tow truck waiting for a fill-up. The Albanian immigrant moved to Bethel 16 years ago.
$5 per gallon. I mean, really expensive. Receipt, please?
Yep. I do towing 24/7. I'm on the road all the time. People need me. Especially if, you know, when it's wintertime, you know, it's more gas, you know. It's really expensive. I mean,
Mike Riley's heard it all before. He runs the North Star gas station, a little shack painted baby blue near the river.
We're always hoping that the price will go down and that the new gas comes in on the barge, but unfortunately, it hasn't.
That means gas in Bethel will stay at $4.84 a gallon until the next fuel barge in June. That's $2 more than it was 5 years ago. Riley's lived in Bethel all his life, and he says he feels for his customers.
It's over $150 to fill a truck completely from zero tank to full, at least $150. And they won't be able to believe that they'll actually get out and see what's on the pump.
There are no roads in or out of Bethel, but it is still the hub community for dozens of remote villages. John Dubuck doesn't own a car, but like thousands of others, he comes to Bethel by airplane, boat, or this time of year, snow machine. He just made a 13-mile trip across the tundra and is buying $25 of gas.
Just do some grocery shopping and do a little banking. I do a lot of traveling up and down, back and forth to Bethel, or getting some woods for the firewood, or even go out hunting.
Gas is usually higher the farther you get from Bethel. It's $5.91 a gallon in Nightmute on the Bering Sea coast. 200 miles upriver from Bethel, gas is even more expensive at $6.35 a gallon in Sleetmute. Last spring, the village ran out and had to fly it in, raising the price to $7.75 a gallon. Harry and Brenda Nicholas from the nearby village of Nepakiak are buying gas in Bethel. At these prices, they don't have to drive far to pay a lot.
$20 worth lasts us about 2 days.
What are you doing? What are you doing using gas?
To travel back and forth from the store in her grandma's house. About quarter mile away, going back and forth.
How much road in Nepakiak?
One long dirt road from one end to the other with a couple of bends around the village.
Moving to a cheaper place isn't much of an option for people whose Yupik culture here goes back thousands of years. They watch the gas prices in the rest of the country drop now and then, and as Bethel's Brenda George says, others should be feeling lucky.
They're complaining out there. They're only paying, what, two something? And we're paying almost $5 here. They should come out here and see how it is.
For NPR News, I'm Angela Denning Barnes in Bethel.